Well, I appreciate the opportunity to give information about the new bag policy, which has been implemented league-wide this year in all of the league stadiums. Goes into effect at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, starting with this Saturday's game. And long story short is this policy is intended to simplify and improve the efficiency of the security screening at the gates and also provide a safer stadium environment. Fans are going to be permitted to bring in one 12 by 6 by 12 clear plastic bag, as you can see here, or a standard 1 gallon size freezer bag, like a Ziploc type bag, as well as a small hand-sized clutch purse for the ladies. These bags are being sent by the Broncos to each season ticket account. Should be arriving in mailboxes today or any day now in advance of the season, but we want all fans to be aware of this as they come to the game. The intention of this, again, it's real important. We know that fans don't like the long lines or the delays in getting into the stadium gates before game time. This is a policy that will really help us move folks faster through the lines and complete the security screening in a more efficient way and in a quicker time frame. We recognize that there's going to be some confusion about this early. We encourage everybody to really go onto the DenverBroncos.com website or Sports Authority Field at Mile High website, where you'll be able to see some additional information and some renderings that'll give a lot more information in advance of the game. Some things that we've been answering a lot of questions about over the phone from fans over the last couple days is people want to know, is this going to restrict what they're able to bring to the stadium? This policy is not intended to restrict fans from bringing any of the items that they have in years past, whether it's cameras, binoculars, iPads, or whatever. All those items are still permitted by the league. What this really does is, again, focuses on restricting and limiting the size and the type of bag that's allowed. Blankets, those are still okay. Again, obviously that won't be an issue this Saturday, but as it gets colder, you're still allowed to bring in blankets. You know, we're encouraging people to simply throw it over your shoulder and come in. It makes it easier for screening. You're still able to bring in food and beverage items, as has been the case in the past. That's not changed there. And seat pads, seat cushions has also been one of the things that's been a question that's come up frequently. Seat cushions are allowed. However, they have to be one piece without any zippers, any pockets, or any concealable areas. So those are the specifics in regards to seat cushions. So again, the intention of this is really not to restrict fans from bringing any of the items in that they have in the past that people like to bring and enjoy bringing. It really is to really make it faster for us to be able to get people through security screening and to remove and to minimize the lines at the gates before the games.
When people bring something that is not allowed, what happens to that bag?
Well, we're going to encourage people to return any items to their cars first. Obviously, there's not everybody parks right at the stadium. We're going to have bag check locations for the first games. There's going to be 4 bag check locations around the stadium that fans will be able to store bags while they're inside. We do expect that there will be some delays and some lines at these locations, so we don't want them to be sort of a convenience factor of people to use them as a convenience, but in the event people do bring the wrong bags, they will be able to do that.
How long is that bag check going to be in
place? You know, we don't have an end date set up yet, but we expect through the start of the regular season, at a minimum of 2 games through the regular season, but we're going to firm that up as we see how it goes.
The first few games, are you guys going to staff it extra?
We are. We are. We really are working very hard to basically staff a large number of stadium personnel further away from the stadium with the goal of catching people who might be bringing in bags that are not allowed long before they get to stadium gates. We don't want people to get to the gate and then find out something's not permitted. So hopefully that will get a lot of folks turned back around before they get to the building. We've also spent some time, obviously this is the third week of preseason, you know, 30 other games have taken place so far, so we've gotten a lot of time to speak with other stadiums and other teams that have gone through this, and the implementation's gone very well. Obviously, the most important piece of it is just communicating this as effectively as we can, and we appreciate everybody's help with that.
What about families with small kids, Andy? Maybe even 2-year-olds or
Yes. Well, you know, you're going to need to use the approved bags from the league. Diaper bags are not allowed. The league's encouraging everybody, if you need to bring diapers or anything, to put them in the clear bag or to use the standard 1 gallon freezer bag for those things. But every member, every ticket holder is permitted to bring in one of the bags that's approved, as well as a small clutch purse. So again, it may require people distribute what they're bringing to the games a little differently. We're encouraging anybody who might be able to get away without bringing any bags to certainly do that. But the league recognizes that that's not possible for everybody. And they're not gonna tell people if you do need to bring a bag, you can do it. You just gotta follow the guidelines. The bag checks are actually outside the stadium.
So the bags will be kept outside the stadium during the game versus?
For the bag checks, the bag check locations are outside the stadium gates. They're not inside.
And did you mention nursing moms and medical, there's some
exemptions? Yes, that's correct. For medically necessary items, there will be locations at each gates where you will be able to enter. And there will be signage that will direct you to those locations.
Okay.